Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Ray Smith of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing Heart Month, knowing your numbers. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
Because of COVID, obviously, we're hearing a lot about hypertension, and we talk a lot about knowing your numbers. What does that mean?
Well, especially for cardiologists, there's four real important numbers that we look at on every office visit, and we encourage our patients to also. And that's hypertension. Your blood pressure is the first number that we talk about, your weight, your total cholesterol, and of course, your blood sugar. Those are very important. All four of those are very important risk factors for heart disease.
What exactly is hypertension?
Hypertension is an elevation of a human being's blood pressure in their arterial system above normal. And normal blood pressure usually ranges with the top number, which we call the systolic number, less than 140, and the bottom number, which is the diastolic number, less than 90.
And what's normal?
Typical normal blood pressure would be 120 over 80. That's what has always been the classic normal. But again, as long as it's less than 140 on the top number or systolic and less than 90 on the bottom number, which is the diastolic.
What causes it?
Most of the time, we can't elicit a cause for it. Most of the time, it's hereditary. We refer to it as familial hypertension or essential hypertension. And it tends to follow the same pattern. It tends to you tend to have a relative with it, usually a first-degree relative, such as your mom or dad, and it usually comes on later in life, usually during our midlife.
What steps can be taken in order to prevent high blood pressure?
Well, the first thing is identifying it, and if you do have it, the first thing we start off with, even before we try your medications, is appropriate dietary measures. Again, the same thing that we talk about all the time is, you know, low fat, low sodium, and increasing your physical activity lowers blood pressure.
When someone realizes they have high blood pressure, what's the first step they should take?
Well, besides the dietary measures and exercise habits, we talk about, you know, we try to get their weight under control. And then if we have to use blood pressure medications, there's a number of blood pressure medicines that we use, and they all have a different mechanism of action, and we choose those blood pressure medicines based upon a multitude of features. If you have, for example, if you have heart disease, then we try to choose a blood pressure medicine that not only will help with blood pressure, but will also help you with preventing future cardiac events.
And how is high blood pressure typically treated?
The most common way we treat it is with antihypertensive medications, and there's a large selection of those from older medications that we still use to very new modern medications. And again, the physician picks those based upon the patient's features and other factors.
Obviously, you want to try to keep your weight down. How does a person's weight factor into their heart health?
Yeah, that's a good question, and people ask this all the time. And, you know, just because somebody's obese doesn't mean that you have, you know, for example, obese cells or fat cells around the heart that's hurting it. What obesity is it indicates a person's poor health habits, such as eating fatty foods and fast foods. And it also indicates usually that they have a low activity level. And so eating unhealthy foods and being inactive leads to heart disease.
And on that note, tell us a bit about cholesterol, why it's important when it comes to heart health.
Well, cholesterols are, of course, the fatty part of our bloodstream. And the fats are generated usually from the liver. And as they get into the bloodstream, they travel through the artery systems, and they can directly hurt the artery systems. They directly injure the artery systems, especially what's called our bad cholesterol or LDL. And It's one of our major risk factors for strokes and heart attacks and peripheral vascular disease.
So it's important to check your cholesterol levels and know your numbers so that you can assess your risk, right?
Exactly.
How important is it to know about your blood sugar levels?
Blood sugars is, again, diabetes is one of our number one risk factors for coronary disease and vascular disease. And it's important to not only know it, but to identify diabetes as early as you can and get treatment for it. Diabetes, unfortunately, goes undiagnosed for several years before somebody actually has it identified. And so several years of untreated diabetes and elevated blood sugar leads to a lot of vascular problems.
Well, very timely and important and interesting information. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
This has been Heart to Heart. Thank you for joining us. For more information about all things heart-related, visit acsdoctors.com.